So can anyone identify any of the languages we heard this morning? What? Oh, well, you would know that. Yeah, Spanish. Leah did the reading in Spanish. Gaelic. Heather did that. Yes, Teresa. Oh, no, you knew it was Gaelic, yeah. Okay, the mystery third language that Sheba did. Yes. Malayalam. Well, you know that too, just like her, yeah. Malayalam, one of the dialects in Kerala, right? Yes, in India. I would like to invite you all now to sit back and close your eyes and put both feet on the ground and breathe deeply in and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Keep on deeply breathing. And as you breathe, let your whole body relax. As you breathe, be conscious of the breath that allows you to live. And as you breathe, let your breathing bring peace to anything that is tight or anxious within you. And you may open your eyes. Well, breathing and breath is not something that we usually think much about or are even conscious of, and certainly we perhaps take it for granted, our breathing and our breath. And yet, breathing, breath, figures very importantly in sacred scripture. You heard it today, for example, in our gospel, where we heard that Jesus breathed on the apostles. He breathed on them. But elsewhere, too, in scripture, in the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, that when God shaped the first man from the soil, we read that he blew the breath of life into his nostrils, and man became a living being. And so our breath, which allows us to live, connects us directly to God, the giver of it. In the first book of Kings, the prophet Elijah resuscitates a dead boy with his breath. He's the man of God, Elijah. And the prophet Ezekiel sees this vision of all these corpses, and he is told by God, prophesy to the breath and say, God says this, breathe on these dead so that they come to life. And so this breath of God, who is a divine person, the Holy Spirit, whom when we profess our faith, we say that he is Lord. That means God. We say that he is the giver of life. This breath of God brings life to what was dead. Now, I want us all to be conscious of something right now. Be conscious of the fact that the risen Jesus is really here right now with us. Just as he was physically present to his apostles in the gospel today after the resurrection. Jesus is right here, right now with us. That's what we've been singing Alleluia about all throughout this Easter season. Christ is risen, and he's here with us. Let us also be conscious of the fact that the gospel is fulfilled today in our hearing. That Jesus moves among us now, and he breathes on us. To raise us from our graves, to raise us from our tombs, to bring life to what is dead within us. The risen Jesus moves among us now. He breathes on us to give us his divine life. He breathes on us to bring peace and to take away fear. And what does he say when he breathes? He says, receive the Holy Spirit. That's what we've got to do. We have to receive this Holy Spirit, this breath of God. Will we receive the breath of Jesus, the Holy Spirit in us? Imagine what would happen if we did. If we were able to give over our lives completely to the Holy Spirit to possess us, to take us, to be the principle of our actions, breath, to be the principle of our words and our thoughts. Imagine what would happen if that were true. Well, I can tell you one thing that would happen. We'd have the peace that Jesus promises. And as you heard today, his gift of peace is so wrapped up with breathing upon us and giving us the Holy Spirit. So if we were able to really give ourselves to that breath of God, to that Holy Spirit, to possess us and to be the source of our every action, thought, and word, then we would have that peace that Jesus promises, a peace not as the world gives, a spiritual serenity that comforts us regardless of outward circumstances. And with that Holy Spirit within us, animating us and moving us, we would be sent ineluctably and naturally as ministers of God's peace and reconciliation and mercy wherever we go. With that Holy Spirit, that holy presence, that divine life, as the air that we breathe, we'd be ambassadors for Christ. It would shake the world. The Russian saint Seraphim of Sarov said, acquire inward peace and a multitude around you will find their salvation. Now, the Holy Spirit is the principle, was the principle and the source of life in Jesus' body. And Jesus says in John chapter 6, verse 57, as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who eats me will live because of me. And so the Eucharist, Jesus' very own body and blood, contains the Holy Spirit. It is the principle of life in Jesus' body. And so when we receive the Eucharist with faith, we receive the Holy Spirit as Jesus breathes on us and through us and in us. Today is the birthday of the church when the Holy Spirit blew upon a group of half alive and fearful men and women, and they became the living body of Christ in the world. And today, Jesus breathes on us cells of his body to bring us new life, to bring new life to the church from what was dead. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.